This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, What's On Your Mind is on the air. How are you? Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well.
Hello.
Good morning, Todd. How are you, sir?
Lovely. Just would love to see the sun a little bit more, but, you know.
Yeah, no get there. Kidding. The weather kind of stinks. I can't complain, though. I didn't get any snow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Except for the ads to our friends in Noah, say, Minot and stuff that got so much snow.
How about Wing? We got a Wing report yesterday on this, on the snow on the ground, just making everything more difficult. Yikes.
Well, and then it wasn't all that long ago that, you know, Wapton had some standing water already and then let's dump a foot or two of snow on top. So, you know, when are they going to get in the field? In August?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
It's taken a while.
I do feel for I mentioned the call from Wing yesterday. Somebody calling saying it's bad. I also mentioned, I believe yesterday, that at the forum with farmers and ranchers and a number of industry groups that were represented at the event with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on Saturday out of Peterson Pharmacy by Harwood, that the Farmers Union rep, I forget his name, I didn't recognize him, but Farmers Union rep was there, and he laid out quite the doom and gloom scenario for farmers and ranchers right now. And, you know, I never know. Sometimes when different groups come in, look, they're paid sort of to tell you how bad it is, right, because they're advocating for something or another. I'm not saying that they're not being factual. I'm just saying if they have to err on any side, it'd be on the side of, whoa, it's bad, because they're in front of lawmakers and they want relief in some way or another. I would honestly like to know, just picking up on that call from yesterday and the comment from Saturday from the Farmers Union, from the perspective of farmers and ranchers directly, how you see things right now. I mean, I hear from the banking world and, you press the bankers and you say, how bad is it? And they say, here and there a problem, but not, a small percentage of loans. What they look for, and the Farm Credit Service folks were there on Saturday with Secretary Perdue, they were saying things like asset values are strong, reserves down, but still okay. You know, you hear about debt to, the debt ratios and some of the other benchmarks and your debts to assets and everything else. People say, it's okay. So I don't know. I really don't know. And I want to do what we can. And I think we are, as far as the trade things. Anytime we get in front of anybody on the trade things, most recently Sonny Perdue, and before him Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, what are we saying? And we learned from Secretary Perdue that even in the trade negotiations, specifically with China, when Mnuchin and Lighthizer are in the middle of deals, the president himself injects with, now, get Sonny in the middle of this because we got to take care of our farmers in this deal too. I mean, right at the table. Agriculture has never had, in any trade deal that I remember, as long as I've been behind this microphone, in the mid-80s, never had an advocate like they have in the Trump administration. Never. Farmers always get jammed in every trade deal. And very often it's ballyhooed as a really big deal, and then later you find out how bad they got jammed because there's this provision and that provision and this exemption, and, they play all the games and cheat on the edges in the other countries and get by with it. So I think the future looks darn good. I mean, just look at it right now. You got China heating up. Steven Mnuchin told us within a month. Sonny Perdue didn't want to say that, but he said if Mnuchin told you within a month, you don't get much closer to the negotiations than that. I don't want to raise any expectations. let's just get it done, get it done right. He did say the Chinese are famous for getting the feed bucket right up to the trough and then pulling it away right when you're, you know, just about to have a deal. So he just is tamping that up. But the point is they're pressing on it, okay? You've got now the congressional work necessary to get a deal done so they can, and I can't imagine they wouldn't want to do this, but you never know with Democrats what they'll do in the way of, you know, bargaining power. But the new NAFTA is close. You know, Japan, Governor Burgum talked a lot about that Saturday with Secretary Perdue, saying, you know, here's, I forget how many people Japan has, but a lot. And it's not, it's, you know, like, I don't know, 50 million people or something like that. And maybe it's 30. I can't remember the number, but the amount of people are crammed into the, you know, a landmass around the size of North Dakota and South Dakota together. They don't have any land. They're going to import what they need for food. And we have a great relationship with them and deals underway. Okay, you've got the EU, which, of course, right now wants to exclude agriculture. The president's saying, no, we're not going to exclude agriculture in those deals. So the future looks bright because these deals are in the hopper. If 1, 2, 3 out of 6 come to fruition, what's that mean? That's a good thing. But it doesn't matter if you're staring down snow in the field right now in a late spring and prices are awful and all of that. So I better understand it myself, just so I better have an idea of where we can maybe help to push if there is some relief there, then I'd like to know. Now, I know what some people are going to say. Hey, Scott, I own a business. Prices are down in my business. Markets are down in my business. Where's my help? Well, if you sell hammers, I'm sorry. It's different than selling food. Because the stability of our ag world, farmers and ranchers who feed the world, are the reason there are provisions like crop insurance or, you know, a focus on ag and trade deals. That's why they're there. No doubt about it. So help me out today on the program and just tell me. I dedicated most of the first hour to this today because I literally want to know. And by the way, for anybody that's not in the ag world, as agriculture goes, North Dakota goes. In other words, if this goes on 5, 10 years, you're going to have another 80s. No doubt about that. But I think there's a lot of savvy business people out there, and I think everything I can gather, things are, you know, yes, difficult, but not impossible, and that's largely because of good management. Now, corrections in tough times definitely tend to push the cream to the top, and some get left behind, and I don't think we could ever be in a place where somebody's too big to fail. That's going to happen. But I just want to know, realistically, with a frame of reference of patches of, I think honestly the biggest problem right now, sorry, throwing my two cents here, but how good it was for how long. I remember Terry Wanzek telling me, I was at the Peacock Alley, and we were doing a radio show after a legislative session 5, 6 years ago, maybe 8, I can't remember. And he said, you know, I am most worried about my sons now at this age thinking farming isn't all that tough. But it's been so good for so long, they don't know tough times. They don't know tough times. And I think that's the hardest part about now. It's been so good for so long. My opinion, you tell me if I'm wrong, that it makes a rough patch a little harder to handle right now. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. And I guess I'd ask the question, who's right here? Those that say, and I don't hear it from a lot of people, but I hear it from some, it's really, really bad. Suicides are up. Auction sales are up. Livelihoods disrupted. It's really, really bad. You hear that from a number of people. Now, suicides are up, period. I understand also there is, you know, a great deal of concern. Rick Clayburgh told us this recently. North Dakota Bankers Association running a campaign right now saying, talk to your banker. There is help. There's ways that you can structure. There's relief. I mean, nothing is that bad. Talk to us. Have a conversation. And I applaud them for that. But to the extent that suicides are up directly related to prices or the challenging farm economy, I would have unending empathy for somebody in that position and hope they would reach out and tap into some of the help. Because part of what I'm saying on the other side of the ledger is that they aren't that bad. They're not fun. Low prices are not great, but this is what farmers do. Farmers farm, and prices go up and prices go down. And you got to manage that. And to have more trade deals down the road right now, in other words, short-term pain for long-term gain, that's okay. So, I've asked my questions. I've told you why I want to know. Now we turn you loose. And you can call about anything, but that's just something on my mind today. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Trooper Talk next hour, by the way. It's back, and we'll have some fun with that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Take a short break. See if the weather changes. Maybe the sun will come out in this short break. You think so, Todd? I think so. It could happen. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our friend CJ at DAC Diesel can fix you up if you have a diesel truck, a tractor, semi, whatever. I mean, the pickup trucks, anything diesel, they do it all. And you know what? That's a nice thing about DAC Diesel. They know diesel well. They can give you the right fix because that's what they do. They live, breathe, and sleep it. So bring it to a place that specializes in diesel to get it done right. Repair, maintenance, they're doing it all. long-lasting repair and maintenance, you know, can make sure that vehicle runs smoothly for years to come. A lot of farmers looking for more torque in a tractor right now. They can help. DakDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. Question, how bad is it, farmers, ranchers? You tell me. Terry and Bismarck, you're up on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Having grown up on a farm, this is really more than just bad trade deals. Look at the farmers' proficiency and how much they've increased the bushels per acre. Some 30, 40 years ago, we were glad if we hit 36 bushels to the acre on wheat. Corn was unheard of at that time because we didn't have the hybrids that would take to the type of soil we had. And also, we're competing globally. Our technology has advanced the farming of all the nations, not just our own, and that's part of it. So I think there's more to be said than just low prices and bad trade deals. There's also the fact that we used to raise stock cattle, you know, grazing cattle. We milked, we had pigs, we had sheep. We had to be diversified because if one area was down, you more than likely made it someplace else. Yes, we had bad years, but they've had good years for so long. I remember going through the 80s when my father's people around him were going bankrupt selling farms. And the only thing that saved him is he had everything paid for because he would never buy anything unless he had the cash. He never relied on the bank.
The bankers I hear from now say there's nothing close to the 80s in the way of the debt crisis that happened.
No, and it's not. It's not.
But you bring a very good point up, Terry, because that level of efficiency, technology, and just brain power that have brought more and more performance, you know, smooths out some of the bumps of bad prices and trade deals that take a while to come to fruition and everything else. I mean, so that's a pretty good size insurance policy, isn't it?
It is. It is. And my heart goes out to them for having grown up on a farm. But the people that rent my mother's land, they're pretty good operators. In fact, some of the people that rent out their land are at extreme high prices. During the lower prices, I lowered the rent. And not only just for the cropland, but for the pasture land because, you know, cattle was pretty depressed too. And they appreciate that, you know, but it keeps the good renters on our good land. But there are some greedy landowners out there that have got some exorbitant prices. Yes, they can get it from someplace, somebody, sometime, but over the long run, you didn't do anybody a favor. You should have been a little bit more reasonable, and these people would make it. That's all I got to say.
Well, Terry, appreciate the call. Good perspective. Thank you very much. Marty in Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Well, I guess, first of all, I remember the 80s. I grew up in it also. My dad was farming, but we have to remember the debt loads were very, very low. I'm sure I pay more interest in 1 year than the entire debt load was on the farm. I mean, just for a comparison. And everybody talks about asset values. I've had some recent appraisal work done on my farm, and the appraisal they come up with are half of what the local sales are. It doesn't give you much borrowing power or to ride this out. I mean, I don't know. They say there's help, but when you get appraisals for $500 and the land is selling for $1,000 and they borrow you 50%, it doesn't, when you start talking fraction to fraction, I mean, you don't get much to ride out a few years of losses. I mean, I'm just trying to scratch my head here, trying to figure out where this is going. I mean, I'm waiting for the prices go up and the prices go down. I'm waiting for the prices to go down on my input. I mean, they haven't followed. The middlemen have seemed to keep everything up on their side. So I'm willing for my downturn in prices, and I'm willing to suffer. And my family has to suffer also. But we definitely got to get prices down on some of the inputs, some of the repairs, some of the other things that follow in the ag sector. That's my thoughts for today.
So do you see it, Marty, as, you know, hey, at what I look at now, what I, you know, the picture you just described, I'm not going to be doing this a year from now, 2 years from now? Or is it, hey, this stinks, but I'm going to get through it?
I think I can get through it, but it comes at a personal cost. I mean, how much do you make your family suffer? I mean, not to mention what the medical costs now are for raising a family in North Dakota and what the insurance covers and does not cover. I mean, it makes you wonder if you're on the right path. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I would like it to stay that way, but I can't continually absorb more and more cost and less return. And I've seen this pattern going on. Sure, things were good for a long time. That's the way they implement dealers, and the consolidation has built everybody up. I mean, I don't want to name no names, but there's John Deere dealers with 20 dealerships. I mean, with multi-million-dollar stores. And, you know, their justification was some farmers had nicer shops than theirs do. But I guess I don't know. I mean, it all adds to the cost. You go in and do a hydraulic pump on a tractor, $7,000. Water pumps on a combine, $4,000. I mean, I'm just throwing some numbers out there for my last year's taxes that are fresh in my mind. I mean, I'm just, you know, that's a lot of margin to make up, even with extra bushels that you can grow with today's technology that was touted several times. I mean, you start hauling the grain in and looking at your margins when you're done, you'll realize quickly that it's not working. That's my point right now.
Marty, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Enjoy it. 800-228-0550. So there's two sort of different perspectives there. One, hey, we're more and more efficient, so we can weather that storm. And the other, this isn't fun. A couple calls have come in off the air, too. We'll have Todd to roll those here in a sec. But if you want to add to this, 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Question for farmers and ranchers, how bad is it? Prompted by some comments at the Ag Roundtable with Sonny Perdue on Saturday, and also some calls we had yesterday on the show caused me to step back a little bit and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe I'm missing this. Maybe when I hear, you know, the banking community, you know, farm credit services, folks like that say, hey, asset value is holding steady, reserves are down, but still okay. The ratios we watch are in pretty good shape have me... not seeing the forest through the trees. I want to hear from farmers and ranchers directly, not associations or anybody else. And so that's why we're doing that today. Go ahead and roll that. Oh, we don't have time now, do we? Oh, roll that one. 25
seconds. I think your analogy of farming and such, that it has been good whatever, and now it's hard to handle. I think that pretty well handles any options in any situation. We've been so good and so lucky in America in general, and now we're dealing with all the other baloney that we shouldn't have to, but we are. And so when we close down the United States, it's going to be real interesting. Take care.
I hope that's not on the future. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer headed for the White House today for a conversation on infrastructure. We'll keep you posted on that, too, coming up on What's
Online. Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, UND President Mark Kennedy says it's about more than retention rates. While they're up, there's a bigger picture here.
Our focus is not just the freshman retention rate, but the sophomore retention rate and the junior retention rate and the senior retention rate. Because getting them to sophomore year isn't the goal. Getting them a degree in their hands. Average college graduate gets $1 million more lifetime earning than somebody that doesn't have a college grad.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at UND.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
think back to the good old days when if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Bells, flatbeds, clothesline, sunsets, sky blue, barn red, wind chimes, front porch, good dogs, wood floors, work boots, open doors, and miles of John Deere green, freedom far as I can see, the road to run and road to breathe, that's who I am.
Becca, what's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. What's on your mind? That's the big question today. It's always the question here. Trooper Talk next hour. So if you have any questions on your mind about how to be maybe a you know, a better friendly driver, is that the word we're using for the courtesy driver? Follow the rules of the road. You can check in on that. But in the meantime, anything on your mind, call me 258-0550. Text us at 701-367-2054 or 226-8503. Brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City. I've already got August 9th on my calendar for the Rib Fest. Think about that, folks. It won't be too long. It's May this week, and boom, August is going to be, trust me on this one thing, it's going to happen. It really is. So you can forget about that snow. It's always hot, that Rib Fest, always a great time. It should be fun. And by the way, the McKenzie County Public School District is growing. A lot going on. They have the elementary school, the middle school, the high school, continued student population growth. I mean, there's a booming economy there. There's one of gas drilling and production. So a lot going on. So you've got a 2023 population estimate of 13,000 plus in Watford City, and they need teachers. So check out the Watford City K-12 website and look at those wonderful opportunities, great community to live in, the good life, Watford City, North Dakota. All right, back to the text here, and Todd, you tell me if you have any of those other comments ready to go that came in during the break. Here's a text that says, snowing in Adams County. Snowing right now in Adams County. Wow.
Ugh.
Went through the 80s. It's not the 80s yet. I, too, think it's harder on the 35 and below that have never seen these low markets like this. That's right. Another says, conservative, non-debt, middle-sized farmer rancher here. Going forward, I have to say, unless trade deals are soon resolved, for 2019, prices for grains do not cover variable costs, so equity will be lost. My 25-year-old son is an agronomist by training and vocation and will be raising his fifth crop this year. He's very analytical, but still has not found a way to raise any profitable crop at current prices. So his education continues in farming. And no debt there either, and it's still not fun. Texter says, President Trump is the best thing going for this country. To hate him is to hate improving this country. I wonder how much of that message is going to break through as we get closer to the 2020 election. When people say, okay, my wages are up, the economy's good, right? I mean, when you start looking at things that he promised that he said he would do that he's done, this border crisis is not new, been going on for a long time, kicking the can down the road, taking that on. I think you're right. I think people are going to say, well, you know what? He doesn't necessarily have the same style that I do, but the guy gets it done. Big problem for the Democrats right there. Big problem. Harder and harder to use the argument that Trump's crazy, Trump's a crook, Trump's nuts, all the stuff they try and peddle when people's lives are getting better. And Joe Biden yesterday, that speech, I could have spent 2 hours on that. For one, I don't know that he was, he was on his best game. Do you have any, Kevin, of his speech ready? We were going to play some of it. I thought I'd rather talk about farmers and ranchers. But since you brought up President Trump and the now leader in the Democratic Party, here is some of his speech yesterday.
I want to thank Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, Allegheny County executive, for being here. And all my time in public life, unless I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. If the enterprise hits hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. Right today, the same is happening in big hospital systems. I think we have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had. How can a person dignity be maintained? Why they do that? It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. So God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It was hot. I don't know if he was hit the pub before the thing or what happened there, but. Okay, back to the text. Scott, I have a lot of great farmer friends. The older generation is doing okay. It's the younger generation, they claim. Not me, that overspent, overbuilt, overbought, like $500,000 shops, $500,000 lake homes. All the farmers of old said along these high prices will never hold. They said that it was time to pay down debt, and they didn't. That's their words, not mine. That's why I ask. Here's a clip from the roundtable with the Secretary Perdue that Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, Governor Burgum attended on Saturday out of Peterson Farm Seed. And I didn't hear much of this from the others, but most people had specific sort of examples of here's something. But here's just a general overview. You got to listen close because it's a big room and the speakers weren't great, but listen to this. This is a representative of the Farmers Union. I want you to see if you agree or disagree with this. I know you're not. I'm trying to push the button here.
We're to the point where I think we're going to need a congressional aid as far as a disaster program because things are really, really getting bad. I've got some printed things I'll give you afterwards, but I wanted to bring up a few points. In a year where our markets are down 50%, fertilizer's up 50%, fuel's up, steel's up, protein premiums on my wheat are 5 cents. Used to be 50 cents to a dollar premium for protein. Now it's 5 cents from 14 to 17. It's unheard of. We have young farmers leaving. We finally got them back into farming with a few good years. A few of them told me one time, I don't know what you guys are complaining about. I'll send this farming. There's nothing to it. I said, stick around for a while. they stuck around for a while, now they're gone. They can't play the game no more. They have no equity. Us older guys, and us 60-year-old guys, we've got some equity. We can hang on for a while. Those guys are all dead. They can't hang on to this. Right now, for me to put in a crop of wheat, it's $230 an acre. At 434, where my markets are right now, that's 170. Who can take a hit like that? We can hope that prices go up, but hope doesn't pay many bills. You can ask the banker, bring a bag of hope, how far it's going to get you. Things are getting really bad out here, and we need some help really bad. 2 years ago, I had 7 bushel crop. Last year, I had 62 bushel crop. So in 2 years, I had my worst crop in my life, and I had my best crop in my life. I'm not going to barely break even with the best crop in my life. So just think of what the young farmers are going through that had a marginal crop last year. They're not going to make it. They're going to be gone. And we can't lose another generation. We're already missing a generation. We're going to lose this generation, too. And we've got to get some aid out to these guys, because a low-interest loan's not going to do any good if you don't have any money to pay your loan back. So we've got to do something, and people are getting very desperate out there. Suicides are up. It's not a good thing out in the country right now. So.
Senator Hoeland saying that's why we got to keep pushing. Time matters. And on to the next comment. And again, a representative of the North Dakota Farmers Union. Does he speak for you? Is it that dire? That's why I'm asking the question today. That stuck with me in the call yesterday. 800-228-0550. Let me get back to a few of these texts. Japan's population, 126.8 million. I was way off. What did I say, 50 million? Maybe 30 million? No, yeah. Point being, it's not a huge country, but that's, you know, obviously when you compare it to the United States, but it's a small chunk of land to put 126 million people. They need us. Texter says, if the farmers follow God's way, all would be blessed. Interesting comment. I think I've tried my best to find God's way in my 50-some years on this earth. Not always. You know, where every single one of us are fallen, right? We're all sinners. We know that. But I think people that have followed God's way can also find hard times. I think the challenge there is to see the hard times as strengthening you for the next battle. Not that you'll never have bad times, but it's good advice because whatever, it's going to help. Texter says, I am a glass is half empty type of person. Yes, the early bird gets the worm, but the late bird gets the butterfly.
The second mouse gets the cheese. Think about that one.
Post-sunrise cowboy Scott. I don't know what that exactly means, but yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of thought this early.
My husband and I are young ranchers, but we also hold jobs off the farm. People need to accept that reality. All right.
By the way, the glass is completely full. Think about it. Otherwise, it would implode.
Okay, you stop. Hey, Scott, been listening to your show all morning. Yes, the bad commodity prices and crappy trade deals hurt, but the underlying problem that nobody ever talks about, and I'm a 25-year-old farmer myself, can't see a solution to. It's like the previous caller said, it's the input. Soybean prices could go to 40 cents, 40 bucks a bushel, and the farmers would still go broke and complain. The big farmer wiped out the small, passionate farmer, and they will all make very little on an acre of land. Farm so many more acres with cheap labor from hired hands. If farmers make more, the big guys farm more and just pay more per acre on rent, and this will never end. It doesn't matter what farmers get paid. The big guys drive up the cost, and everyone deals with more dollars but less takeaway, less take-home pay. Anyway.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you.
Trooper Talk next hour. Stick to it, right there, wherever your radio's at, wherever your app's at. Don't go anywhere. Civil by Florida Georgia Line there. Thank you, Kev. Like that song. Good one. That's a dandy. Like it, like it, like it. Absolutely. Back with more What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends, H.A. Thompson & Sons. And H.A. Thompson & Sons can help you better manage your business and the bottom line. They do that for major, major companies with over 600 buildings now. So they come in and you pay one price and it's for everything. If something breaks down, you don't have this big capital expense because you have that agreement, the link service agreement with H.A. Thompson & Sons. They maintain it, and if it breaks down, they replace it. How's that for great? You have that certainty at bottom line. You know where it's at. And sometimes those spikes can hurt, so remember that. The folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons can be, you can give them a call at 701-229-3393. Just say, what's Hannon tell me about here that you're gonna save me some money on the bottom line? Tell me more about this link deal. Or you can go to hatandsons.com and they have a little video right there where you can watch that as well. Troy Coons from CNC Farms coming up here in a moment. First, Jerry in McIntosh County wanted to weigh in. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. You're talking this morning on farming problems and things like that. Now, I've been a farmer for 37 years, and it's always been a low-income, high-expense gamble all the time. The last 3 or 4 years have really been crazy, ridiculous. The expenses have not come down, but your income has gone way, way down. Sometimes I think it's due to a commodity thing. It's too cheap to import crops and commodities from other countries than it is to raise it here. It's going to be a great big problem. Right now in North Dakota, I do believe they came out with some statistics. We lost 300 farms. Small to medium-sized farms over last year, that'll only grow worse and worse. You know, they came out with a new farm program. To me, it's worse than the last one. They say it's always better, but it's not really better. They always claim that insurance, your federal crop insurance, is your safety net. Maybe for a bigger farmer. A small farmer pays more premium than a big farmer does per acre.
Interesting. Jerry, appreciate the call. I got to go here because we're short on time, but I appreciate you calling and hope you'll call again. Troy's here from CNC Farms. Troy Coons, talk a little bit about seed. Before you do that, I do want to share my condolences on the loss of your father, Troy. Sorry to hear about that, my man.
Thank you, Scott. He'll be definitely missed. He taught me how to be a good farmer and how to be an honorable person and a person of your word. And I guess as it's getting to be a hectic time in the spring here, I just want to tell everybody as a farmer and a rancher, it's a good time to tell your family members you love them and appreciate them. Just say it, you know, it's a good thing. Just let them know you love them.
Absolutely. Can't say that enough. For sure, no doubt about it. We've been talking a little today about things being tough. We've talked to you, about farming and planning decisions regularly on the program. What's your take on what farmers are facing right now?
It is hard. I've got regular clients that are calling me that still don't have operating money lined up. Guys looking at where they can get away from nitrogen costs. Put a crop in, try to do it as cheaply as they can, or inexpensively, maybe be a better term. And I'm here to talk to them. If they just need to visit, I'll sit with them and visit and give them whatever help I can give, and I'll try to make the seed as affordable as I can. It is a hard time. It's a sad time. We did get some moisture in a lot of areas now, which is helpful. You still got to be aware of, your soil temps and such. So don't get ahead of yourself there. Be thoughtful in those things. But I am here to help people. We still have oats and barley and millet and flax and soybeans and alfalfa mixes and grasses. We've got all of the things they'll need to help. If any ranchers are out of hay, we have hay available to sell yet. So we're here to help. I guess it's a sensitive day for me, and I just want people to think about their families. And, if I can be of any help, to please call. And if I've missed some people's calls, texts, or emails, I've been a little bit out of it here just because of Dad passing. So I apologize to those folks, and thank you, Scott.
Give them a call at 701-482-7865. By the way, I heard somebody say at the Purdue event, Sonny Perdue, the ex-secretary in Fargo on Saturday, that canola acreage was down, I forget, but a huge percentage of less canola acres this time than last. What's going on there, Troy?
Well, canola, you know, a bag of canola could be $550 to do 10 acres. It uses a lot of nitrogen. So, you know, it can be costly, but it is a pretty steady crop. But again, it is costly and guys are looking for other ways to save some money. I know I just had a client that usually buys three different crop types from me and they're just looking at flax for a little bit. But.
Wow. So it's just it's a matter of what's penciling out the best. Makes sense.
Yep.
Troy, thanks. Appreciate that very much. And I really enjoyed the conversation today. You bet. Troy at CNC Farms, by the way, ccseedfarm.com, ccseedfarm.com, or call them at 701-482-7865. Dustin says, farming is hard, yes, but hard times tend to bring me closer to Jesus, so bring it on. Interesting comments today.
Thank you
so much. Hey friends,
Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stocked their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.